Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning once more. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and today our reading is in God's Holy Word in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, in addition to saying that he is the way, the Lord Jesus says he is the truth and the life. That's very refreshing because we live in a day and time when people say truth is relative. What's true for you is true for you, they say, but I have a different truth. What's true for me is true for me. You believe in Christ? Very well and good for you. That's your truth. But I believe in something else? That's my truth, they say. Oh, the Lord Jesus says, no, there aren't many truths. There is one who is the truth. One who determines what's right and what's wrong, what is correct and what is incorrect. The Lord Jesus himself is the truth. Now again, this is a stunning statement of deity, because God, after all, is the one who is truth. God is the one from whom truth originates. And by the Lord Jesus saying that he is the truth, and he is the life, the very creator of all life, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, says John chapter 1. All things were made by him, it goes on to say, and without him was not anything made that is made. This one who is the way, the truth, and the life is God. The Lord Jesus bids men to come and believe the truth. The problem is not that the Bible doesn't contain enough evidence about him, not that the claims of the Lord Jesus are so fantastic that one cannot believe in it. The problem is that men love darkness rather than light, and they don't want to know the truth. They prefer to be in darkness. They prefer to live their lives of sin. They prefer to chase the fleeting pleasures of this world, what the Bible calls the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, I tell you, that's a sad waste of a life when the Lord Jesus, who is the truth, wants to enlighten our minds, wants to show us the truth about ourselves, that we're sinners in need of a Savior, but that on being saved through him, through faith in him and his shed blood, that we can be redeemed, that we can be bought out of the slave market of sin, that we can be reconciled to God and then made holy, that his Spirit will come live within us and begin to produce in us the fruit of the Spirit, which is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, the truth of the Lord Jesus is absolutely beautiful. For although it tells us we are sinners deserving of hell, it also tells us the truth about God, that though he is holy and hates sin, he has done something to remove it. He has redeemed us at the cost of his own son's life. He spared not his son, says Romans, but delivered him up for us all. What a wonderful God we see in the Lord Jesus. A God who is holy, and yet a God who is love. A God who is just, and yet a God who is merciful, a God who is gracious. He gives to us what we don't deserve. How wonderful and how great God is. Well, it's beautiful to consider the Lord Jesus as the truth, because when it comes to God and spiritual things, there are many lies out there in the world. Satan, the enemy of our souls and the enemy of God, is the father of lies, according to the Lord Jesus. And he has spread a lot of misinformation about God out there in the world. He doesn't want you to get to know the real, true, and living God that the Bible speaks of. He wants you to be afraid of God. He wants you to hide from God and never come to know him. He wants you to think that God is some sort of stingy and miserly being up there in heaven who wants to make your life miserable. I tell you, that couldn't be farther from the truth. The Lord Jesus, who is the truth, shows us what the Father is like. So when we hear what the Lord Jesus says, we hear the voice of God speaking and telling us that he loves us, that he wants our best, that he wants to take us and make us like his Son, the altogether lovely Lord Jesus, that he wants to give us a home in heaven, that he wants to take us to the Father's house to be with him forever and to have all things that pertain to life and godliness. He wants us to enjoy fullness of joy at God's right hand. Thanks be to God for the way, the truth, and the life.